We are back at the HR Tech Convention in Las Vegas, Mandalay Bay Convention Center. We've traveled 2,000 miles from Atlanta to come to Las Vegas, so you, Heather, could talk to somebody from Atlanta.
I love it. My favorite type of people to talk to, the Southerners in Atlanta. Beautiful Sienna Alexis, the founding partner of Catapult. We're going to learn more. We're so excited that we have met at HR Tech here and can't wait to continue our great back and forth in the Southeast in Atlanta. But Sienna, thank you for being here. I'm excited to hear what drove you to be at HR Tech. And I'd love to hear about your background, your expertise, and your passion, and what drives you with founding Catapult.
Awesome.
So thank you for joining us.
Well, nice to meet you guys. It's funny that we all met in Vegas, but now we're going to meet more in the future.
Yes.
So Sienna Alexis, I am the founding partner of Catapult. We are a boutique consulting firm where we focus on workforce advisory and business transformation. Our tagline is, we really help companies unlock the full potential of their workforce by removing friction. So whether it's process optimization, technology strategy, talent strategy, we can help you really get a future-ready workforce. New to the consulting firm space, I have 20-plus years of experience working for Fortune 100 companies, both in the medical device, the pharmaceutical sector and the financial sector in a variety of roles. So I say I'm a product geek. My background is IT. I have a degree in computer information systems. So I worked in technology implementations and strategies for a long time.
Wow.
Then I've also worked in procurement. I've done some product design and product launches. And I'm really just bringing my diverse background, both in the human and the tech space, to really help firms kind of navigate this new realm we're in from a workforce standpoint.
That's so wonderful, Sienna. How would you describe the new realm that we are in? From that workforce arena, from a people and human capital arena, like those kind of things.
So I think if you think about the workforce and the employer-employee relationship, that dynamic is changing. So there are more jobs than humans to fill. So it's not back in the day with GE and the whole Jack Welch phenomena, remove the bottom 10 because there's more people to fill it. There's not more people. So you really have to figure out, one, how to do more with less, because our birth rates are down, marriage is down. There's just not enough humans. So people have to understand, how can I really optimize my workforce, but also how can I look at different channels to get the talent that I need? Because talent could be full-time talent. Talent could be external consultants like me, because not everyone wants to be a full-time employee. Plus, we have the max exodus of the boomers who are probably coming back as consultants. But then you also have AI. So how can you figure out how you balance between people and automation to kind of drive your workforce forward? I mean, there's a lot of other things with skills-based recruiting and stuff like that. But I think companies are being bombarded with a lot of information.
Yes.
And how does it really distill through that to figure out what is right for me and not get FOMO and end up with a spaghetti of all kinds of stuff
and
that doesn't really work? Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I love it. Do you have a certain, you know, market sector or vertical that you will be working with, and do you guide and work with at this moment with Catapult?
Yeah. So I've always worked in large enterprises, so I'm pretty comfortable in that space, but I'm really passionate about the middle market to small. That's really why I'm here at HR Tech, because I'm very familiar with technology for larger companies, but I really want to learn about more of the startups, the people who are helping the mid-market, like 1,000 to less in employees from that standpoint. So I'm agnostic right now. Based on my network, I'll probably get a lot of projects in the big enterprise, like Fortune 500. But I'm also really interested in the small to mid-market standpoint. That's why I joined the chamber, and I'm getting involved more locally in Gwinnett County, because I think I can add value there as well.
Oh, no doubt you can. It's so awesome to think about your company and your expertise and your background that you'll bring to a lot of the, you know, I love the small to medium-sized and growing business owners too.
It's always scary when you go out on your own. How scary was it for you to make that leap of faith and do what you're doing now?
Very scary. And this has been, and I've been thinking about it for a long time. And I won't recommend this to anyone, but I didn't have a plan. I didn't have anything lined up. I didn't have a side hustle. I just took the leap of faith.
Yeah.
So, I mean, whatever works. Some people want to take some time, work on the side, and leave. I didn't do it that way, but I'm also excited. I think, well, fear also brings excitement, and I'm excited about the opportunities ahead and the kind of things I get to work on. Because I think working in a company, you also are kind of boxed into what your job is. Whereas driving my own firm, I have other skills. Like, for example, although in my last role, I worked in procurement, I managed human capital, but I'm also a real estate investor. I have a lot of experience in finance. I've been on board. But I couldn't do any of that at work. Now I can bring all that expertise to my clients in the projects that I manage. So I'm really excited. I'm a multi-passionate person, so I can't niche on one thing. I like a variety of things in my life.
I love that.
Oh, my God. You found a friend for life here.
I mean,
here.
Seriously, I'm like, oh, my gosh, great. Because it's, yeah, you know, so many people, obviously, you have tremendous gifts. But, I mean, a lot of people, you know, they want to stay in what they're doing.
Yeah.
And they're comfortable with that. And it's good to change.
Yeah.
And it's invigorating, you know, and it's. It is. It's a lot of things. It can be scary. It can be daunting. It can be feel disorganized, but bring your passion with you.
And it's also freeing because for years I envied people who just knew what they were born to do.
Oh, me too.
And I was like, something must be wrong with me because I don't know. But once I realized I'm born to do a lot of things and I embrace that. So it's also very freeing.
It's so awesome. So what are you thinking of to get out of HR tech? I know we were talking about different people that you're speaking with and things like that. What else would you like to, you know, kind of get out of HR tech?
So my main focus has been really partnerships. So talking to a lot of vendors on how I can partner with them to help their clients.
Yeah.
So that has been a big focus for me. Learning. I'm a sponge. I love to learn. So I'm a geek there. So the sessions are great. Just learning about the new tech and what they're doing. And stuff like that. So for me, it's learning, but also networking and then building some partnerships with different firms.
I love it. I love your personality. I love your spark and your brilliance. Looking into 2024, you know, what are you looking to do with Catapult? Just with that year, anything great like on the horizon, or what are your thoughts?
So I tell people I'm in the season of taking my own advice. So I'm typically a very prescriptive and planned person. I'm trying not to be, so I'm open to different opportunities. For the next 12 months, I'm gonna go with the flow and figure out where I land. So I'm not gonna say I won't work on this. And perfect example, when I assumed I'd be talking to companies, most of my discussions have been with tech platforms who are trying to position themselves. So
nice.
An era I never thought and thought about, but a gap in the market. So yeah. I would say I'm focusing on just networking, learning, and business development in the next couple of months. Now, yes, we all have to make money, don't get me wrong, but I also want to be a little bit selective of what I worked on. I don't want to give myself another job. I've had that for 20 plus years.
You're betting on yourself.
Yes.
Yeah. That's the best thing to do.
Ask me in 12 months how it all worked out.
I think you're going to be fine.
You'll be phenomenal. And we'll be meeting up and chatting and continuing our conversation in Atlanta.
Yes.
And there's the Women Trailblazers event that's coming up with the Alpharetta Chamber, October 10th, that I would love for you to join us on.
Okay, nice.
And phenomenal folks that will be moderating and a fireside chat and a band and all these great things. And some other things that you would absolutely kill it in the environment, in the arena that are local. So I can't wait to see you again and work alongside you.
I'm excited. It was so great to meet you guys. Thanks for sending me that email.
Yes.
Best way for people to find out more about you and your company?
One, you can find me on LinkedIn. I'm very active on LinkedIn. So Sienna Alexis, Sienna, C-E-A, and as in Nancy, E-H, last name Alexis. I'm active on LinkedIn. You can also find Catapult at Catapult, CatapultT.com. But LinkedIn is a great place to find me.
Sienna, thank you so very much. See you soon.
Thank you, guys. It was a pleasure.
Such a pleasure.